This is Haystack Help Radio on KLZ 560. Haystack Help Radio is powered by HaystackHelp.com. Finding help can be like finding a needle in a haystack, but with HaystackHelp.com, finding the needle just got easier. Now, Haystack Help Radio with Scott Watley on KLZ 560.
Good afternoon and welcome to Haystack Help Radio, right here on KLZ 560. Kurt, you ever had your mind go blank in what, your first 5 seconds of your show?
Well, not of my show, but yeah. I've had the wife will ask me a question, and I'm like, I was thinking something else.
Exactly.
And I'm like, I'm in trouble.
Exactly.
It's gone.
Well, we are glad you are with us. This is a special edition of Your Money Matters, brought to you by our good friends at Affordable Interest Mortgage. And that voice you hear is Kurt Rogers, owner of Affordable Interest Mortgage, and their number is 720-895-0500. And we got Greg Lackey with us today, which we'll get to here momentarily. But, Kurt, let's talk a little bit about things on your side right now. Now, with all the things that have been going on from the financial aspect, something that happened this year was they moved our tax filing date. So how did that affect?
And I believe many people cared that.
Yes.
I'm not necessarily saying that's a bad thing. But what happened when COVID hit back in March? And they decided to move the tax time. The IRS also decided to do what's called not do 4506 transcripts. And what a 4506 transcript is when a lender does a loan with you, they will send that form, 4506, to the IRS, the lender will, and the IRS will send them a transcript of your taxes. The purpose of that is to prove that the tax return you turned in is a legitimate tax return. It's one way to prevent fraud. Well, when COVID hit and they moved the tax time, the IRS said, we're not going to let lenders do that anymore. So they gave everybody the information that the individual must now apply for that transcript. Mm-hmm. You can't do a loan under the TRID regulations, which came out 4 years ago, without being able to prove your income. And one of the ways to do that, all lenders will require a transcript. Well, guess what? They're not doing it anymore. You have to do it. So you have to pick up the phone and call and get that transcript. Now, normally that happens pretty quick. But because there's not as much speed in what the IRS is doing and things are backing up, they're not producing those transcripts. They've gotten so backed up at this point to where somebody will apply for a transcript and they'll say that the way the customer input the information, reading it right off their tax return they turned in, doesn't match the IRS, so they can't get one. So when you think about that, you say, well, that's kind of small. Well, no. I had one customer, it took him 3 months. He kept applying every day using the information he had, but it kept telling him that the information he was putting in was wrong. He ended up calling his state senator. His state senator got a hold of the IRS, fixed the problem, and he was able to refinance his house. Where the problem is now happening is in purchases, because now we're in the purchase cycle. There's so many people buying homes. Well, if you're buying a new home, you need that transcript. If you have a problem, and I have a customer, he's applying, he can't get it because they're telling him it's wrong, and he's got to close in 10 days. He can't close because I can't get the transcript. So those things are happening. The other thing that's going to happen because of the delay, and this is just education-wise, if you haven't filed your taxes and you file now and you're thinking of refinancing, anticipate a 60 to 75-day close. Because the lender can't close until they get the transcripts back that you have to ask for. And if they're busy now, it's going to be real busy after July 15th. Wow. So, I mean, it's something nobody has foreseen. So, you know, I've had customers that I've talked to lately, and they said, well, then maybe I shouldn't file. I said, well, if you file an extension and we close on the 20th or the 25th, then you can do your taxes. That's fine. Do it afterwards. Gotcha. Because I don't need the transcripts for 19 if you haven't filed your taxes. I only need 18 and 17.
So that may be the best thing to do.
Depending on where you are, especially for self-employed. You just extend for 2 weeks. It's not going to cost you anything. And then just turn around and file. But you need to close. But for anybody after the 15th, it's something you need to sit down with your broker. You need to sit down and understand what you're going to be facing over the next 60 days. And that's going to affect a lot of purchases, in my opinion, because now we got to kick the can down the road. Because when you're signing up for a purchase, you don't know if you can get the transcript. Well, it's going to take 3 months. So that's going to become a problem that I know. I've talked to real. They have no idea it's coming. There's no way to stop it.
720-895-0500 is the number. Look for the gray-haired gentleman, because his hair had got a lot grayer after that caller. I'm serious. This is just going to cause
a lot. It's going to be, I call it a good-sized speed bump in the road. And it's because everything got moved back to because the IRS doesn't let the lender subscribe for the transcript, because the lender will make sure that they get it in and get it back quickly. Because people are doing it, they may be a mistake, and there's nothing you can do. And I'm not trying to scare anybody. It's just something you need to be aware of,
right,
if you're thinking about doing a mortgage. Or if you're in the middle of a mortgage, call your broker. Ask them how they're doing.
Sure.
What's their policy? Because you have to have the transcript in order to do a loan.
All right. Once again, that's Affordable Interest Mortgage, 720-895-0500. And Kurt and his crew will be ready to help you out in every way they can. Well, as I mentioned, Greg Lackey is with us. And always good to have Greg, Accelerated Insurance Group. And Greg, how are you, sir?
I'm doing well. Thank you very much.
It looked like you had a nice 4th of July. You got that, you know, your hair is kind of like sunburned and you've got a little tan. And you've been playing some golf.
Have found the golf course, I think, like many others here in Colorado, because if you talk to anyone in that business, tee sheets are full.
Yeah, trying to get a tee time is insane, and not to take anything away from the golf courses. They kind of jacked up the prices and make you pay a little bit more. But it's hard to get a tee
you
time
can probably
a
get
week
on
in
about,
advance.
You can probably get on about 2 o'clock today when it's about 102. Yeah. So, guys, just for a minute before we get into everything – what's shocking you, the guys, the most right now? Just, you know, when you turn on the news or you just look around and see what all's happening, what's the biggest shocks to you guys right now?
I'll go first. The biggest thing that shocks me is how fast we're moving 180 degrees of where we were from January.
Yeah.
I know that there were issues, but it seems like whatever you thought prior to that date, it's now exactly the opposite. And you have to be careful. You just have to be very cautious of what you say and who you say it to. Mm-hmm. I understand we have some issues in this country, but to move at the rapid pace that we've moved from January till now, it feels like a decade's gone by in 6 months.
Sure. I would have never thought we would have seen, you know, what happened downtown with the protesters, the riots, actually, that just, you know, damaged things, defaced the property. I mean, I don't know. Greg, what do you think?
I think we saw this in the 60s, didn't we?
Yeah.
But not to this extreme.
Well, we didn't see, from what I remember, and of course I was young at that time, there was resistance. In other words, there was authority that resisted people from defacing property. I mean, they were going to put up a fight, you know, that today seems to be, in some places, you're not supposed to do that.
Mm-hmm.
We just let them do what they want, and they'll eventually wear out.
That was like Chaz.
Yeah.
They even came in, they built the wall for him. Said, here, you can stay inside the city for 6 blocks. I kept trying to process that, and I'm like, wait a minute. The government's helping them control another part of the city, and there's business owners in there that can't run their business because – it just didn't make sense to me.
Mm-hmm.
So to that extreme, it's like, what? You're doing what? You're helping them what?
Well, I think in any society, of course, I go back to my years in sports and thinking about teams. You know, I mean, you have to have a couple rules that
yeah,
people have to pay attention to, or you really don't have a team. Mm-hmm. I mean, if everyone kind of is – you know, beating to their own drummer, then...
I read a book the other day that made me rethink about it, and I've been in sports, not to the level that you have, but when two teams go, we always talk about the two teams. There's actually three teams at every game in every sport. There's this team, that team, and the referees.
Yeah.
They're there to keep some kind of order to what's going on. We don't have that now.
No, we've eliminated the referees.
Yeah, they're gone.
I mean, or... we've made their job much more difficult, it appears, anyway.
Handcuffed them.
You know, and you know, a few of, you know, police that I'm associated with, know personally. I mean, in talking to them, I mean, their frustration is exactly what you know, you would think it would be.
Sure.
And even in some cases, more.
Mm-hmm. Well, this whole integrity bill thing that came out, you know, Kevin Flesh and I, we did a show on that a couple weeks ago. And, I mean, just with the name of that, it's already saying, you know, we don't trust what you're doing and you have no integrity, you know. And, I mean, if you've ever done a ride-along, if you haven't, I would suggest you call the, you know, your sheriff's department, police department, do a ride-along and watch them get out of a car, their car, squad car, walk up to a car. And, I mean, this isn't TV. This isn't Hollywood. You don't know what's going to happen, you know. And they got to make split-second decisions there in just a few seconds. And, boy, the lack of respect for just authority. I mean, when I see these things just on YouTube, different things, you know, whether it be kids, adults, whatever, the way they just talk to police, you know, smart aleck. I mean, I would have never in my life ever, as a young person now, dreamed of talking to an officer like that.
I think that's the difference between, like I said, in the 60s and 70s and today is just how it appears, you know, again, a lack of respect for authority. They just, no one wants to be told what to do. And you know, I mean, I fall into that also at times.
Where, well, we
you
all
know,
do.
You know,
I mean,
it's just human nature.
Sure.
But you have to understand that there has to be some basic rules here that we all have to follow. Or, you know, again, you get back to a city like Detroit. You know, what happened to downtown Detroit from the 60s to today? I mean, it's decimated. It never did recover. And I think that that's the fear I would, you know, for cities. Mm-hmm. Because when you take away authority or you take away safety.
I was going to say safety.
And you're a business owner or you live in that area. I mean, you know, I think you're looking to get out.
Well, from what I heard after they started to open up or just before they started to open up Chaz, many of the business owners got together and they're suing the city.
Yeah, I mean,
do business because the city allowed it. Like
some of the comments that mayor made. I mean, you're the summer of love.
No, the summer of love was in the 70s.
Yeah, I mean that was a little bit. I don't know where she came up with that, but and the fact that no one is really pressed on that.
No.
You know, that's what.
It's like you can't say that you disagree with it because you get labelized. So you just kind of shut up. You ask, you just shut up. It doesn't change the way you think, but you just don't make comments about it.
And I think the other thing too, Scott, is the thing that I notice is, you know, when you're around friends now, none of us really talk anymore because you're fearful of who is in that group that maybe could be offended.
Yeah.
And you don't want to upset the apple cart. And so you just kind of remain quiet or your conversation is very generic. Mm-hmm. And so then you start seeking out people you really trust.
That's right.
And that's who you hang with.
And that's who you hang with. And that's not what we want. We want people to be, you know, inclusive and, you know, we want diversity. We want to be able to share ideas and opinions. I mean, that's what makes us better.
Yeah, my daughter is doesn't have the same viewpoints that I do. But we're able to have a conversation like I tell her. I said, you're my daughter. I love you. You were raised to think the way you want to think. I don't have to agree with it, but we need to talk about it. I need to understand how you're thinking, how you come to those decisions. And she does the same. She knows me. But that's what we need to do. And if a family can't have that conversation, how do we expect it to go any further? Because we need that now more than anything. We need to be able to sit and talk and say, I'm going to disagree with you. I'm not going to change your mind. You're not going to change mine. But explain to me how it works. Explain to me what you're thinking. I need to know so I know how to deal with it, so I know how to comprehend where you think we need to go. And you need to hear me.
You know, I remember, again, I've been fortunate or unfortunate, I guess, to have worked in, you know, a couple different professions or industries. And I remember going down to Presbyterian St. Luke on Fridays, and they had a limb, they called limb salvage. And it was doctors that would get together, and they had a big case coming up. You know, it was a patient, and the patient presented, you know, XYZ, and they would throw the x-rays up there, and then they would debate. And it was really interesting. But what you begin to realize is they were trying to get to the best solution. And if you can't have that debate, I don't know how you get to a solution. So.
Yep. Interesting times for sure. Uncharted times. And I think that's where a lot of frustration is coming with people from every walk of life is there's no really answer. There's no light at the end of the tunnel. There's no, I mean, I'm wondering who is a COVID expert, you know, from the health side. Oh. I mean, there's so many different things. You don't know where to go to for the truth. What numbers are real? What, you know, I mean, certainly there have been people that have died. And, of course, you feel bad for those. People have gotten sick. You know, you hate that. But it's just crazy, you know, to crush our economy like we did for what, personally, I feel the numbers were very overinflated. But just going to be interesting times.
I saw yesterday Texas is reporting COVID cases. If it's not a true COVID test and you've proven you have it, they now count a COVID case as something that if you have any two of these five or six symptoms, one is cough and a headache. They'll say the probability you have COVID, so they'll put you in one of those cases. Well, that's tweaking the numbers so bad, it's like, it's again, it's scaring people.
Sure.
So it goes right back to what you said. How do you know what to believe? Right. Who's telling you the truth, who's not?
Absolutely. I'll tell you what, we're going to take a short break. When we come back, we're going to talk a little bit about health care. Hey, we hadn't heard much about that lately. Let's talk about that. Once again, Greg Lackey is with us, Accelerated Insurance Group. We'll be right back.
Got a road trip planned for getting ready for your next outdoor adventure? Hi, this is Scott Watley for my friends at D&D Tire Service. At D&D Tire Service in Parker and Aurora, they understand automotive issues can be a headache, and they never come at a convenient time. D&D Tire Service is family-owned and operated and is truly your one-stop shop for all of your automotive needs. All tires are reduced, and for a limited time, there are some great rebates saving you up to $200. From belts to tires, wiper blades, oil changes, D&D Tire Service has you covered. For the location nearest you, call 303-699-7337. That's 303-699-7337. D&D Tire Service is the official auto repair shop of Sportsman of Colorado Radio. Let D&D Tire Service keep you and your family safe on the roads. DNDTireService.com.
Rates are like a roller coaster lately. Are you concerned about the future and how to protect your home? Do you want to become mortgage safe? Take AIM, Affordable Interest Mortgage. With home values still at their highest level ever, and rates at historic lows, now may be the best time to be prepared if the economy changes. Last time, many of our friends lost their home when it was unnecessary. Take AIM, 720-895-0500. Many of our clients have the ability to tap their equity should the economy change, all without having to borrow the money now. We can show you how to access your equity in these uncertain times to give you peace of mind and allow you to focus on what's important. Your family. Call Affordable Interest Mortgage at 720-895-0500. That's 720-895-0500. We are locally owned and operated since 2001. Our reputation of putting you first with straight answers and listening are unmatched in Colorado. Let us help you protect your home. Take AIM, 720-895-0500, where it's all about you.
Hi, this is Scott Watley for Stack Optical. Stack Optical has been providing the most comprehensive quality ocular care for their Denver patients for over 50 years. And as a family-owned business, trust me when I say they have seen hard times before. And no doubt the days we are living in are very difficult for us all. But owner Alan Stack and his wife Marilyn want you to know they are here for you. If you need an eye exam, new glasses, or even repair to your glasses, Stack Optical is ready to help. Call to schedule your private appointment today and rest assured every step has been taken to ensure your safety and health at Stack Optical. I've trusted my eye care to them for many years, and you can too. So if it's time for your eye exam or that new pair of glasses, call them today, 303-321-1578. That's 303-321-1578, or check them out at stackoptical.com. At Stack Optical, you'll see the difference.
Rush to Reason with John Rush, weekdays from 3 to 7 on KLZ 560.
Welcome back to Haystack Help Radio and our special edition here of Your Money Matters, brought to you by Affordable Interest Mortgage. Kurt Rogers with us, also Greg Lackey from Accelerate Insurance Group. By the way, Greg's number, 303-625-9538. All right, Greg, again. Boy, we hadn't heard anything about health care in quite a while, but we will again soon. Open enrollment will be here before we know it, the way the months are flying by here. So just where are we kind of at, and what do you see in here when all that opens back up? Because they did bring back where people could get back into after it closed in January and February, didn't they?
Yes, and we did see a little bit of an uptick in people applying, you know, for health insurance at that time. I would say where we saw the majority, the majority of our calls were people that lost their insurance through a job, you know, or were possibly, you know, having been furloughed, and right. Am I going to come back, and what that's going to look like. I've had a conversation with a person that was in the hotel industry and had worked for company for 26 years, and they weren't sure that they were going to have a job come September 1. So, you know, talking about COBRA and what does that look like, you know, what else
is that? That's going to be a big shock for that guy.
It was huge because when they started looking at it, the cost, and I told them right up front, I said, you know, a COBRA might not be that bad a deal.
Right.
And they're like, oh, it's so expensive. And I said,
you never thought you'd say that in your life.
Yeah.
COBRA's a better deal.
COBRA might be a better deal, and it is a better deal because of the benefits a lot of times.
Right.
Now, are you paying a little bit more in premium? Yeah, but you got a $750 deductible versus your $8,100 that you were facing.
Man.
So, if you're going to use that policy or someone has some health conditions in the family. But
COBRA only lasts a period of time.
18 months. Yeah. 18 months, correct.
So after that, you still got to switch or find a company to go back that you can get picked up with.
And the other thing, too, is you've got 2 months to declare it. So, you know, let's say you lose your job September 1, and you've got 60 days to declare whether or not you're going to accept COBRA.
Right.
So, I think what's going to be interesting, and we haven't heard a lot of it yet because, you know, one of the presidential candidates is going to have to get out of the basement so we can hear from him, but is where healthcare is going. You know, a lot of talk, you know, Medicare for all. I mean, we had a, you know, primary here with our two Democratic, you know, senators who, you know, Hickenlooper looks at it more, you know, let's take one step at a time, and the other guy wanted to just jump right in.
Flip the switch, let's go.
Yeah, which... Again, I asked the question, didn't we do this in 2012 with the Affordable Care Act? And you said it was going to be great. Now we want to change it again?
Yeah.
Better think about that.
Absolutely. And one thing, and I assume this will still be true when it opens back up, but still I've told people about this and they didn't know about this, about how if you were a small business and you had one W-2 employee, you can actually buy a group policy which has a ton of benefits. So tell us about that.
Well, in the group market, I think where the real advantage is you still have access to a PPO plan, where in the individual market, it's all HMO. So if you still prefer choice in your healthcare, your providers, that is a way to think about. Cost-wise, it's probably not that much different.
Right.
It might be a few bucks more in the group market.